You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I won't let my body outweigh everything that I'm made of. Won't spend my life trying to change. I'm learning to love who I am. I am strong, I feel free. I know every part of me is beautiful. And I will always outweigh. If you feel it, put your hands in the air. Show some love to the mirror while you're there. Let's take it one day at a time. Cause you and I outweigh.
Happy Saturday, Outweigh fam. Amy here. And I'm joined today by Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Hi, Amy.
Dylan Murphy, to be specific. And on Instagram, dylanmurphy.rd. And you're a registered dietitian. That's what the RD is for. And I'm on your Instagram right now. And as part of your bio, you have ditch diets, gain freedom. And I got to say, that's what Outweigh is all about, is trying to find that freedom. Our tagline is a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. That's why it's called Outweigh. So what made you focus on this or be that type of dietitian? Because Lord knows there's other kinds.
Yeah, gosh, there's so many other kinds. And I feel like oftentimes when I tell people I'm a dietitian, I'm like, let me explain what type of dietitian I am, because yeah, we're not all created equal. I think for me, once I experienced what like life outside of rules of calorie counting, all of that was like for myself personally, which happened after I became a dietitian, I was like, I can't teach people things that I learned in school. I can't teach people how to count calories, what to eat, what not to eat, because there's so much freedom, like I have in that tagline, like so much freedom that lies outside of diets that I've experienced for myself and been able to help other clients experience as well. So I think my own personal experience has played a huge role in definitely wanting to help people just find that freedom.
And do you feel as though when you were in school, the main focus was teaching people how to diet?
Yeah. I tell a lot of my clients and just a lot of people, like, I feel like as dietitians, and I guess I can't speak for every program, but a lot of programs, we almost learn like how to give people eating disorders, to like put it bluntly. Like, we learn a lot about strict calorie diets, what to eat, what not to eat. It's very like weight-centric approach. And so this idea of like intuitive eating, of more like weight neutral care, was very foreign to me, honestly, until, I mean, I think I learned a lot about it through Instagram, and then did a lot of like self-study on my own, did more like courses and training on like intuitive eating and eating disorders. Because even, gosh, in college, I probably had 2 lectures on eating disorders. And in my post-grad program to be a dietitian, I had like a 1-week rotation in like an intensive treatment center for eating disorders. So we get very, very little training in that area.
Right, which is, you know, part of the problem. And so for those of us listening, I feel like right now, yeah, I'm a listener too. And, you know, we wonder how we end up the way we end up. Yeah. And it's because it's just the norm. It's like, it's what we hear from diet industry. It's what we see on Instagram. It used to be billboards, magazines, TV, but that's been the narrative for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then that's what we've, that's what we're fed. And then, you know, just casual conversations with other humans and other dietitians. Yeah. That's the narrative. Like, even when you showed up at my house, my father-in-law said, "Oh no, you're a dietitian. Are you here to tell me I can't have my ice cream?"
Yeah.
And that's a normal, funny, ha-ha, but like also very serious nutritionist joke. And you were able to say, actually, that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I would maybe encourage you to even, eat the ice cream.
Yeah.
You mentioned weight neutral. Mm. Can you just define that for people?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. So really, weight neutral, what that means is like being able to look at someone for more than just like the size of their body. Because I think in, I keep going back a lot to like how we're trained as dietitians, we're taught to really look at weight as like the number one marker of health. But what we know to be true, and what like research shows us, is that that's not true. There's so many things outside of the size of our body that dictate our health status. In a weight neutral approach, the way I view it is really taking like a holistic approach to someone. So looking at the whole person of like your stress, your emotions, your mental health, your friendships. Sure, we look at physical health. We look at, are you eating vegetables, that sort of thing. But really looking at like the whole picture of someone's health instead of just honing in on like the size of their body.
There's a post you put up on Instagram in late May that actually said, in comparison to all the other things you've lost to your eating disorder, doesn't weight seem so insignificant? Mm. And I look back to when my eating disorder was ruling my life. Mm-hmm. And yes, my stress level was high.
Yeah.
My friendships were poor, my relationships, my capacity to do other things, just everything was second to the eating disorder. I, you know, was having a conversation with a friend, you know, the other day about just who I was when they first met me and my eating disorder arrived on the scene when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But then somehow I got a grip of at least the purging part. Mm-hmm. I realized because I got rid of that I got rid of my eating disorder.
Yeah.
But I adopted all kinds of other disordered behaviors like orthorexia and working out nonstop and not enjoying mealtime and family and friends. But the bulimia part came back in 2014. Yeah. So I went over a decade without that. And I thought I was doing pretty good. And I probably was better, all things considered.
For sure.
But it came back and my relationship with certain people just formed around that time. There's a few people in my life that I met around that time. Mm-hmm. And the version of me that they met was spiraling, but they didn't know it because I wasn't saying. Mm-hmm. It took me a minute or a couple of years to admit my eating disorder's back. And then to even admit, finally, I needed to get into some sort of recovery.
Mm.
But those relationships weren't built with a strong foundation because I was so self-absorbed.
Mm.
It's a very selfish, did we call it a disease? It's a very, okay.
I think
so.
Would be fine.
It's a disorder. There we go.
Yes.
Eating disorder. Disordered behavior. Yes. I don't know why I spaced on that. But it's a very selfish thing. And I know it's hard to, you know, face that reality, but it takes up so much of your brain space that you don't have room for much else.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it starts to take over and it just spreads like a wildfire within you.
Yeah.
And then, okay, yeah, now you have no control. It's very, it's still selfish, but you don't feel like you can even get out even if you want to.
Yes. I love the imagery of a wildfire because I feel like that's exactly how eating disorders can so often start, of like, it may be one little spark of like, oh, I just need to like lose a few pounds, eat a little bit less here, do this, do that. But then it so easily immerses into this like huge problem. And I think what you said of it being this like selfish kind of self-centered thing, one thing I want to add on that too is like, it doesn't mean that you like are choosing to be sick or choosing to have a problem. Like if you're listening and you're like, gosh, I do struggle with an eating disorder, like I am so focused on myself, there is a way that you can get help. There's a way you can get out of it. And it can also feel like you are stuck and that you can't get out of it. But yeah, I love what you said about friends as well, because I think it's easy to think that like, oh, well, my friends are only going to like me if I'm like this size, or like what would they think if I tell them I'm struggling with an eating disorder?
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm curious for you and those, like with your friends, were you able to like share with them what you were struggling with? Did they already know?
Eventually, but I think really the problem with me, and this is layers deep, it's not just the eating disorder, it's stuff from, it's just lack of connection. You've got so much going on inside your head, you don't have room to really truly connect.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then there's the whole thing, like how can you love others if you're not loving yourself? And what's your relationship like with yourself? How are you showing up for you?
Yes.
And then in turn, that affects how you show up for others. And you kind of have these, at least for me, I can only speak for myself. I had these, you know, eating disorder goggles on. Like to the world, I was trying to be fine.
Yeah.
but I was still viewing everything through my goggles. And I wasn't someone that had the thoughts of my friends are only going to like me if I'm thin.
For sure.
It just affected connection with people, even my own spouse, my children, anybody. It's not, and then also it affected, well, part of connection, this is like a little piece, like if we were to branch off from that, it's, you know, enjoying each other, mealtime, going out to eat. You know, it's something we've discussed multiple times of, you know, just missing out. You stay home because you don't want to be faced with the fear of having to eat something that doesn't fit into your box, or you'll have no way to, you know, go work it off afterwards or get rid of it. Yeah. And so you just choose to stay home. So think that's lack of connection right there. And we were built for community. And it's a very isolating disorder.
Oh, hugely.
And so that's where Outweigh comes in, and having experts on like you and people sharing their stories, and is that glimmer of hope for people that it's okay. You're not just listening right now, and we're not yelling at you that you're selfish and there's no hope. It's more like, hey, I was selfish. I can see it. And it took over to where I wasn't really trying to be selfish. It just was out of my control. But I had to make the choice to take charge of my own destiny. And start doing. So if someone is listening right now and they're like, okay, well, I want to take charge. But what's the first step?
I love that you said this. I actually posted something. I think it was even like yesterday or maybe 2 days ago.
I have your Instagram. Let me pull it up.
Perfect. Oh, just scroll.
Okay. Hold on. I think
you probably know.
It's the very last thing, at least at the time we're recording this, that you posted. And is it the one where you said change will not happen unless you choose it?
Yes.
Boom.
Yes. So I tell my clients that all the time because, and I think in the caption I wrote, like, I tell clients all the time, like, I can't want recovery for you more than you want it for yourself. I can't want freedom from diets for you more than you want it yourself. And for, gosh, all of my clients, even just all human beings across the world, like, I want everyone to be able to experience freedom with food, freedom in their body, because I think it just brings so much more fullness to your life. But yeah, the first step, I think first, is that like awareness of, okay, something's not working. There's a problem. I need help with this. And then I think a great place, well, one, if you're listening to this episode, you've already started at a great place, like listening to podcast episodes all about recovery and eating disorders and food freedom, but even reaching out for support. I think this is something, like Amy mentioned, where it's easy to be isolated and kind of stuck in this journey by yourself. And your eating disorder loves that. It wants to be isolated. So the more you can bring it to the light and bring someone else into your journey, like a therapist, a dietitian, preferably both, can be huge. And there's great resources out there. Gosh, I'm trying to think of the exact names. But even if you just Google like eating disorder dietitian near me, wherever you happen to live.
Or a therapist that specializes in eating disorders, like our mutual friend, Kat Defada.
Absolutely.
Because it's very important. You could easily fall into a therapist that doesn't have eating disorder training or focus, and they might
make it worse.
Just saying that
with dietitians, you could find someone that would kind of come alongside your eating disorder, and we don't want that. So yeah, and that's a great place. Even like opening up to family and friends, which can be so hard, and I think could be a whole nother podcast episode in itself, but like inviting someone else into your journey that's in your day-to-day life that can keep you accountable too.
Well, you're going to be back next week, so maybe we talk more into that like next Saturday.
Yeah.
Dylan's going to be on the next two Saturdays, so including today, three total. And under this post that you put up about, you know, change will not happen unless you choose it, you had someone comment named Natalie, and I like this, so I'm going to read their comment. Yeah. And she said, yes, we are only a choice away from changing our attitude minute to minute, which in turn leads to a better life by small choices adding up. And sometimes we look at the mountain and the climb seems too much.
Yeah.
But one choice, one step towards it gets us to the top.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yes.
But I know it takes time. I'm sure you as an expert in this field can just say you have to be incredibly patient with yourself and give yourself so much grace.
Yes. Because it does. It takes time. And I think it can be daunting. Like when you recognize I need help, I'm tired of struggling with these behaviors I'm struggling with, it can feel so daunting of like, okay, well, how do I go from now to recovery and to this freedom that you're talking about? But I think exactly like that comment Amy just read, it's like step by step, waking up every morning, like, okay, what's one thing I can do today to talk back to my eating disorder? What's one thing I can do today to choose recovery? And having that same mindset every day.
For me, one of the things was like, I had to wake up, and for so long I restricted breakfast. Mm-hmm. So my one thing that I would wake up and do is, I didn't care if I was hungry or not, I went and ate breakfast.
Yeah. Like, which is like a huge thing for so many people, because I think breakfast is an easy one to skip.
Yes. Because, you know, we're told like, skip. Yeah. And some people are able to do that and they don't have, just know this is for Outweigh. This is for the people with disordered behaviors. Because I have some friends that are like, oh no, I mean, I'm doing this for my brain and I'm sharper if I, well, that's great. It is, it doesn't, they can still go out and enjoy time with friends. Mm-hmm. They don't have to go to the gym five times a day. Like, there are people that are able to do it. And that's sometimes where it gets tricky. And maybe we can dive into that next Saturday with the family and friends thing. Because sometimes we have family and friends that don't quite get it. Yes. And they're like, well, but this is what I do.
Yes.
And you just have to really know that just because someone else is doing it, it's not for you. That's why people on Instagram posting what they eat in a day is so ridiculous.
Yes. Don't compare yourself.
Yeah. We cannot compare ourselves at all. You have a podcast, right?
I do. Yeah. So it's called Free Method Podcast. And every week it's either myself or I'm interviewing other guests. So other just experts in the area, whether it's therapists, dietitians, or just people, I mean, even similar to Amy, who like have a history with an eating disorder or disordered eating. We've also kind of expanded some into, I'm a new mom, so lots of conversation around just like motherhood and body image and really just everything that encapsulates like living life free of diets and eating disorders.
Say the name of it one more time in case people want to leave this episode and go listen.
Yes. So it's called Free Method, F-R-E-E Method Podcast. And you can find that wherever you listen to podcasts.
Awesome. And then your Instagram handle, I'll give that one more time in case people want to go maybe screenshot. I'm a big screenshotter of encouragement that I see on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Someone I screenshot a lot is Mel Robbins. Do you follow her?
Yes.
She's so great. Yes. And Kat and I talk about her all the time. Uh-huh. But she's another tip that she has for starting her day off strong is to, she has the 5-second rule to get out of bed. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up.
Yes.
And then we were talking about, you know, what you do when you wake up earlier, but she loves to high five herself in the mirror.
Oh.
And that might be something you could try. That could be step one. It's just get out of bed and go to the mirror and look at yourself and say, high five, you can do this.
Yes.
You can go eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. High five.
Yes.
And it might be daunting, but it's just that repetition. Mm-hmm. It's waking up every day and making that choice.
Yeah.
Waking up every day and making the next right choice. And you build those new neuro pathways.
Yeah. And then it starts to become a habit where that becomes more easy to do. And you look back of like, oh, wow, now I do this like so seamlessly. I eat breakfast and don't even think twice about it. I get out of bed, high five myself in the mirror, and it's a habit now.
Yeah. You have another post that says a haiku about dieting. And I'm laughing because my daughter just wrapped 8th grade and she had this ELA test or something. Yeah. And she had to write a haiku.
Uh-huh.
And yours is just, I think it's 7:15:7.
You
is
know,
that a haiku?
I think so.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't write a real haiku, but yes, I think it is.
And yours is just no, 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 no. And the next line is no, 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 no. And so really we just want to leave you with that is if you get a crazy idea in your head to maybe try some new diet. And there's a lot of posers out there. They're trying to say they're not a diet, but they are 100% a diet.
Yes. If they say they're not a diet, they're a diet.
Like, right. Because there's no diet. There's, okay. So just say it with us. No, 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 no. So that's what you have to say to yourself is no. And then go high five yourself for being like, yes.
Yes.
No.
Except and for then yes. go eat breakfast.
Yes. Okay. Well, Dylan, thank you so much for joining today. And then, Dylan's going to be back the next 2 Saturdays. We just want to leave y'all with hope and encouragement to tackle the rest of your weekend and take care of yourself and find a way where you can connect with someone else today, whatever that looks like. So that way you get out of your own head and start investing into relationships in your life that really matter because, you know, a relationship with food ends up pretty lonely.
Yes.
And that's who I spent a lot of time with for many years. Mm. Lots of food alone in my room watching something. And, you know,
there's more to life.
It's only cool for a minute. Yeah. So there's more to life. And we wish you the best. See y'all next weekend. Bye.
Even You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.